Welcome to the Refresh from Insider. I'm Rebecca Ibarra.
And I'm Dave Smith. It's Monday, May 30th. Every weekday, we bring you real-time news, fresh like live radio, but on demand like podcasts.
But today, we're off to celebrate Memorial Day. So instead of a news brief, we wanted to leave you with one of our favorite interview segments.
As you know, Memorial Day honors American soldiers who have given their lives fighting for our country in the armed forces. And the following segment looks to the future of the military, with the recent creation of its newest branch, Space Force. We hope you enjoy it.
When former President Trump first created Space Force, a new branch of the military,
it is not enough to merely have an American presence in space. We must have American dominance.
It was kind of a big joke.
But there's no threat in space. Who are we fighting?
Space Force sounds like the knockoff action figures you got from your grandma on your birthday.
This guy's not even done with his wars on Earth and he wants to start fighting in space?
So much so that it became the subject of a Netflix comedy show created by Steve Carell and Greg Daniels.
We are training for the worst case scenario, but the best case scenario is colonizing the galaxy. Imagine, years from now, you could be on some distant star harvesting corn.
But political reporter Adam Wren says, don't keep laughing. Space Force is a full-blown arm of the military, and it has some serious work to do.
Space Force is really sort of intimately involved with our daily life in a way few people realize. Our world exists on GPS, and that GPS is created by this constellation of satellites. And so everything that we do on a daily basis, from banking to checking our iPhone, looking at Google Maps, is powered by that GPS. And essentially, it exists to protect our satellites that we have from powers like the Chinese and the Russians. And those satellites are vulnerable.
And if something were to go wrong in space, we would just lose all these massive communications?
Yeah, insiders at the Pentagon are sketching out what a war would look like in space. And we wouldn't really know it happening until it happened. All of a sudden, we would just lose access to some of our most important services. Your debit card wouldn't go through at the checkout line at the grocery store, for example. And instantaneously, we could have the inability to communicate. A fighter pilot could be flying and all of a sudden lose navigation ability. So this is serious stuff.
Adam, how did Space Force go from being this kind of farce or being made fun of to a legitimate military force?
Yeah, well, despite President Trump's love of Space Force and the way that he floated the idea back in 2018, Space Force really has roots that go back more than a decade. In 2001, then Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld wrote in a commissioned report that the U.S. was in danger of what he called at the time a space Pearl Harbor. A surprise attack. And from that moment on, you know, in the Congress, the idea really gained bipartisan steam.
I want to talk about space junk. How worried should we be about space junk?
If you'll recall, last year in the early summer, there was a moment where a decommissioned Chinese satellite was going to be plummeting to Earth. And there was some real genuine fear about where it might land. And, you know, space debris is a big part of what Space Force does. They will be the people who protect us or alert us as space debris becomes a problem.
Will the militarization of space lead to bad things? Because, again, Space Force is an arm of the military.
If you think about it, you know, dating back to the original space race between Russia and the United States, you know, space has always, in a way, been militarized. You know, when Sputnik was flying above the United States in orbit, regular American citizens had fear at the moment. They were afraid that perhaps the Russians were spying on us or that Sputnik could drop some kind of a missile. And so before Space Force launched in the United States, Russia and China actually preceded us in developing their own versions of their own Space Force. So in some ways, we are sort of behind the curve when it comes to the militarization of space.
That's reporter Adam Wren. We spoke to him back in February. He used to be with Insider, and he's now at Politico. Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave a rating and review. It helps other people discover the show.
You can also just tell your smart speaker to play The Refresh from Insider podcast. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. Talk to you soon.